You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Amy Rasdell on the line, and she's founder over at Billable at the Beach. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. I'm super excited to be here with you today and meet your audience. Thanks for having me.
So excited to get today's topic. So building a six-figure consulting business. I mean, you're the woman that I want to talk to about that, and a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives listening, and I know they want to know how to do that too. So before we get started in that, though, I do want to talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at Billable at the Beach. So tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Sure. So I left my corporate job for consulting more than 15 years ago, and I love it. I loved having my own consulting business, and I've been doing that for more than 15 years. And the way that Billable at the Beach came about was, as I was building and developing my own successful consulting business, every time I would do my regular outreach, and having a strong business development engine is a big part of, frankly, any business, as you know, as I would do my outreach, I would have plenty of people coming back interested in potential consulting projects, but every single time I would have a few people who would come back and they would say, you know, Amy, I've been thinking about becoming a consultant. You've been doing it for a little while. Could we talk? And as I got that, asked that over and over and over, I realized that the market was really asking for a program that helps people start their own consulting business. And so a little over 10 years ago, I started Billable at the Beach in order to kind of answer this question, because as I would meet with people, I would think, well, what do I want to tell them? What do I love? What do I hate? What do I wish I would have known? What would I do differently? And I started to accumulate a body of material. But some of the things about having your own consulting business that I really want people to know, you have freedom and flexibility to live life on your terms, which is fantastic. A lot of flexibility if that's what you want. You have a lot of impact on your clients. In fact, I have more impact on my consulting clients than I did as an inside employee, because there's a certain phenomenon when they bring in an outside consultant who's a resource. I really come in as a superhero with superpowers, making super pay, and they listen to me. They do what I tell them. So it's very rewarding.
Oh, that's amazing. And I think that's also a really good transition. So I do want to spend some time and get into what we're going to talk about. I know you have a free giveaway you're giving today, a free email course, and we're going to get into that too. But let's start off with overall. So building a six-figure consulting business. I mean, where do you want to start with that one?
Yeah. So Billable at the Beach started a little over 10 years ago. At that time, there wasn't the online world was still developing. So it was a one-on-one program. Now I have a lot of resources available online. I have free resources. I have paid programs. My most popular program is called Build Your Six-Figure Consulting Business. And that is really targeted at people who are, who either are or have a fair amount of corporate experience, corporate business experience. And those are people that I help them determine what really is their superpower, because as corporate people, we do a lot of different things. But what really is the superpower? I teach them how to be a superhero, to go into still mostly working with corporate clients, but doing special projects, really using your superpower to do special projects, and how to make super pay. So one of the important things to know is, besides the wonderful lifestyle and freedom and flexibility, is you don't have to sacrifice your pay. You can make more money as a consultant than you could as a full-time employee and have control. So in this program, Build Your Six-Figure Consulting Business, I'm a very practical person, Adam, very practical. So I focus in the program. The first thing we do is take the bare minimum amount of steps to get you generating revenue right away. And then there's all kinds of stuff you have to do to build a business. You need logos and websites and photos and materials. But to get started, you don't need all of that stuff. So my whole philosophy in the program is starting generate revenue first and then build all those pieces. You absolutely need those pieces. You just don't need them right away. So let's start making money and then let's build all those other pieces to build a long-term sustainable business as we move along. So that's really my philosophy in approaching it.
Where have you found it? I know this is going to change from person to person, but you've been in this business for a long time. So you didn't just wake up today and say, oh, I'm going to start teaching people how to become a consultant because, you know, and not against anybody that did, by the way. I just mean that you have a strong context and foundation. So that being said, I know this will vary from person to person and, you know, business to business, work experience to work experience. But what are some of the common reasons that you've found that people don't really make it as consultants out there?
Yes. So the biggest thing is if you are a consultant, no check goes into my bank account unless I go out and win the business. No check goes into my bank account unless I go out and win the business. So you must have heavy focus on bringing in business and building a healthy pipeline full of prospects that turn into clients. So that's the biggest thing. Is people don't pay attention. Another common mistake is people immediately think, oh, okay, I want to immediately lock in all my hours on retainer, and then I don't have to worry anymore about where the business is coming from. Well, if you lock in 40 hours a week and you take up residence at client site, you're not really a consultant. You really quickly become a de facto employee. So you have to spread your time out over more than one project. And a lot of people don't understand how much money they can charge. So again, my approach is don't just go in and lock in a bunch of mid-level marketing hours. Let's be a superhero with super pay, you know, superhero, superpower, super pay. Let's build a business that allows you to charge what you're really worth in your highest and best use. That's what I want to see you doing. And make the money that you deserve to make.
That's awesome. I love it. And let's get into the free email course that you're offering. So 3 action steps to generate revenue now. Tell us a little bit more about that, please.
Yes. So I have a free email course that's available on my website, 3 action steps to generate revenue now. I've been teaching it in my Build at the Beach programs for more than 10 years. It's 3 straightforward, simple steps that you can implement within a week or two that give you the best possible chance of landing a client project right now, as soon as possible. Not only have I been teaching it and seen all the success of my students over 10 years, it makes the foundation. I do it once a quarter and have for more than 15 years in my own consulting business. So it's available for free at my website.
Oh, that's wonderful. And speaking of, I think, so 2-part question. So number one, what are the right types of clients, whether it's niche or personality or otherwise, that are typically a good, or industry, that are typically a good fit for Billable at the Beach? Question number two, what are the best ways for those people to follow up with you?
So anyone who has 5 or more years of corporate experience, it's hard to start a consulting business with less than about, and that's a generalization, about 5 years of experience. And then anyone who has that corporate experience and thinks, wow, that sounds amazing, I've been thinking about it, I really want to go out on my own, my program, starting with this free email course, will help you do that very quickly and give you the exact steps that you need to generate revenue quickly. as far as niches or industry sectors, it really doesn't matter. I'm an engineer by background myself. I've helped a lot of technical people, finance, marketing, HR, sales. It doesn't matter your niche or functional area. All of them are relevant in consulting. And then you can find me. My website is billableatthebeach.com. If you search Amy Rousdell or Billable at the Beach, you'll find me. I also have a strong presence on LinkedIn, since that's where a lot of the corporate folks hang out. So you can find me all of those places.
Fantastic. Well, Amy, it's been great having you on the show today. Love all the great work that you're doing to help your clients and to help your clients help clients ultimately, because that's the business you're in. And I love
exactly.
that, because you're really multiplying your effort and really helping more people by helping people do what you do and what it's taken you a really long time to learn and to perfect. So thank you for that. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also send us some comments on the video. I mean, love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on, and to continue the conversation in the YouTube community. And Amy, thanks again for coming on the show.